This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The numbers seem to jump way up on our conversation there as far as listeners. I think people somehow became engaged in that face of the franchises right now and faces of all of sports right now. Let's recap for our new listeners very quickly. Oh, Limitless Wonder, okay? And again, by face, I think both of us agreed that it's the person most associated with a given franchise or sport. You could twist this in a lot of different ways, and you might not be wrong. You can personalize it, customize it, you might say. Limits. But again, for me, it's if I showed up in some random city like Billings, Montana, and said, when I say Steelers, you think what? For me, the face of the Steelers right now is Mike Tomlin. For you, it's TJ. Donnie Chedrick back there, otherwise known as Donnie Football, said Cam Hayward, which might be right. The all-time face, we agreed it was Joe Green. I'm wavering a little bit. For me, it could be the Chief. Or it could be Franco. For the Penguins, the current face is Sid. The all-time face is Mario. For me and you, that was unanimous. For the Pirates, it was Skeens right now. Clemente all-time. And then we did the various sports. What did we agree on for golf? Did we agree on Tiger? Even the current face, despite the fact he never wins and doesn't play all that much anymore?
No, I still think, DeChambeau has become the face.
DeChambeau, okay.
I do. I mean, like, I understand the Tiger argument. I really do. But I feel like he's starting to fade a little bit, like as much as Tiger can fade.
It is interesting to me in our current sports world how hard it is to knock off the king, so to speak. When you have a generational legend, man, sometimes the torch gets passed right along. Sometimes it takes a while. And in hockey, in the NBA, and maybe even golf, I hear you on DeChambeau, but maybe even golf, you have these aging stars who you could argue anyway, are still the faces of their league. Sid and Ovi, LeBron and Steph, and Tiger still. And that may be true in other sports as well. I don't pay enough attention to like tennis anymore. I used to watch it all the time, and boxing and things like that. Used to watch that all the time when I was much younger, but don't ever anymore or hardly ever. But here's a question for you, Limits, to expand the topic and perhaps expand your horizons. Who's the all-time face of the, let's say, NHL? The all-time face of the NHL is who?
Wayne Gretzky.
I agree.
Wish it was Mario. Think Mario might be second or third. Gordie Howe's up there.
Bobby Orr is up there.
And Bobby Orr.
Is Scotty Bowman up there?
No.
No? More cups than anybody who ever lived, I believe. But yeah, I think it's Gretzky. Who's the all-time face of the NBA? Michael Jordan? Jerry
yes.
West? Bill Russell?
Man, when I think of the NBA,
I think it's Jordan.
I think of the Jordan shrug. I think of
the Nike logo.
I think of the Nike logo. I think of the Jordan logo. I think of Jordan over Elo. I think of Jordan with the...
And you weren't even alive for Jordan's prime.
I think of Jordan holding the trophy crying and all the people that have tried to imitate it.
That speaks to that legacy more than anything else because you and millions of others You weren't watching Michael Jordan in his prime live.
No, I've seen all of LeBron in his prime live, and I think that Jordan is better. Yeah, I'm a Jordan over LeBron guy.
I know, that's amazing. That says a lot.
I mean, it's just the power that he has. And I feel like, I mean, Jordan Brand selling more shoes than anybody still is just astronomically insane.
That blew me away when we had Sonny Vaccaro on and watching that movie Air, that Jordan in what they call passive salary, because he doesn't do anything for it anymore, gets hundreds of millions, I believe, a year from Nike because he made that deal originally where he got a slice of the pie on every shoe.
And I'm not even like a...
And now that expanded into that whole enterprise of, what's the name for it?
What, are you talking about the Jordan brand?
Yeah, the Jordan brand.
I mean, it's morphed into Air Jordan.
Air Jordan, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
And I'm not a huge Jordan shoe guy. I'm wearing LeBron's right now. I'm wearing purple and gold LeBron Laker shoes right now. Also, because they're Baldwin colors. But, I mean, the impact I think that he has.
Still. And the same is true with Tiger. And the same is true with Ovi and Sid. My God. I was a young man when those two broke into the league. You know, they were allegedly going to save the league, and I think they've done as much as they can. Nobody was really going to save the NHL to the point of making it mainstream. But those two have done every bit they can on the ice, off the ice, wherever, to try to make it. They've more than fulfilled expectations, which is amazing because the expectations felt unrealistic. They've surpassed them. And all these years later, what year was that? 05?
Yeah.
2000? Were you born yet?
I would have been four.
When you were four, those two broke in. We're sitting here in 2025, and they're still arguably the two biggest stars in the NHL. I mean, it's incredible, the lasting power. Or maybe that's more of a statement of, wait, where are the other guys? Connor McDavid hasn't won yet. And again, he's not exactly, you know, Mr. Personality. So who else is there?
Auston Matthews, but again, similar thing. Not that big of a personality. Really hasn't taken the national stage. And I wonder how much playing in Canada has to do with this. Like, it didn't matter for Gretzky, even though he also played in LA.
I would say not much if you're a big enough star, but you got to win. In all these situations, you got to win. And they haven't won.
Although
McKinnon won, but I don't know that anybody really thinks much of about him. Of course, they think a lot of him as a player, but about him. Okay, so we have the all-time kings of the NBA. How about the all-time king of, we did the NHL, the NFL. Who's the all-time, who's the historic face of the NFL? Who is it?
It's Tom Brady. But I also think of John Madden.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Muck it up. Tom Brady, Belichick.
Oh.
You could put Ringgold's own Joe Montana in there.
No, you can't.
No?
He was great, but he's not an all-time.
He's in the discussion. He's not on Brady's level, but he's in the discussion.
For me, he's not in the discussion. If we're talking all-time great quarterbacks, he's in the discussion. But all-time face of the league, he wasn't a big enough mega star to be in that conversation. This is reserved for Michael Jordan and Gretzky. And in this case, you're right, I think, in Brady. I think you might be right. That it's Tom Brady.
I think it's easily Brady. I mean, John Madden, star.
That's a great pick because of Madden football, because he was part of telecasts, and because he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the Raiders.
Mostly because of the video game, honestly.
Right, and broadcasting.
Maybe broadcasting. It might be him. It might be.
I don't know. I think he's second behind Brady. I mean, Brady, when I think of the NFL, I think of Brady, the GOAT. I think of 28-3, all the comebacks that he had, seven Super Bowl trophies. Like Brady,
he doesn't need any endorsement from you. He's Tom Brady.
Not at all. And considering the deal that he signed with Fox for how many million a year to broadcast games, he's not even that good at it, and he was able to be the number one broadcaster. Like, I mean, come on. It just shows the power that Tom Brady has and the willingness that Fox was to basically give him a blank check. Here you go, Tommy. Sign it away because we know people will watch and are interested in your opinion.
Maybe just because he's Tom Brady and played for the Patriots, I'm going to go with John Madden as the all-time face of the NFL. Am I crazy for that?
No.
What about,
I don't think you are.
What about Peyton Manning? What about Jim Brown? No, it's Brady. It's got to be Brady.
Peyton just did not beat Brady enough to get out of that shadow. But now, Peyton's done some great things.
I think they were even in the end. He beat him in Denver. He beat him in Indy. He owned that rivalry late. Brady owned it early.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about who won the head-to-head matchups, though. Again, it's about mega star. Now, Peyton Manning is that. He is that, but he didn't win enough.
And Peyton's a lot more likable. Like, if I would rather watch a program with Brady, like, the Brady roast just annoyed me. It just annoyed me.
What about Cordarrelle Patterson?
Where would he rank?
If Artie Smith had a vote, he'd rank first.
If it was the top returners of all time, he'd be in the top five. Him and Devin Hester.
All right. We've done three sports. How about Major League Baseball? Babe Ruth? Is that the person people most associate with the history of baseball?
You know what strangely was the first name that came to mind, and maybe because his name is just on my mind given the recent news of he might be eligible again for the Hall of Fame, is Pete Rose.
Very interesting.
Polarizing figure.
You're seeing the keys now, I'll tell you that. You are seeing the keys.
The hit king? Like, should he be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, there's a controversy around him. One thing about all these stars, too, Joe, is like, there's always controversy around them. Like, Jordan goes and plays baseball. LeBron goes to Miami, the decision. Tom Brady, did he cheat with Spygate, Deflategate, and all the above?
It's about, it's about superstar power and curating, but it also, it has to be accompanied by winning a lot.
Yeah.
It just has to be. Yeah, Willie Mays is up there. The Say Hey Kid is up there.
Bonds.
Notoriously, probably, but I don't think the all-time face of baseball, no.
No, probably not.
I think it's Babe Ruth. But I think Ohtani might have a shot at that.
Ohtani does, just because, especially if he gets back to pitching after the injury that he sustained.
Yeah.
Multiple injuries now on his arm.
How about Adam LaRoche?
What about Andy LaRoche?
Maybe the LaRoche brothers, like the Malachi Crunch from Happy Days. You remember that?
What about Rob Mikulviak?
For one day, anyway, he was the greatest star in baseball history. Let's hit the phone's limits, shall we?
Let's go to Dan on the road, has an opinion on the face of golf.
Dan, what's up?
How you doing, Joe?
Good.
I don't usually drink before 11, but I'm going to do it for you.
Why not? Ron starts at 8 a.m. down in Florida.
Well, yeah, a little early.
What do you got?
So, what about Arnie Palmer for golf?
As an all-time face of golf. That's a pretty good pick. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, he has golf courses everywhere, restaurants, and he markets his name, you know, like with tea and all that stuff.
No doubt. And I think also at a time when he was, rising in the golf world, it seemed like he was more of a relatable everyman with sort of his own style, his own way of playing, his own, army. And things like that. That's a good pick. That's a pretty good pick.
I mean,
and he's got a drink named after him. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I wanted to add one thing, too. David Beckham for soccer.
Bend It Like Limits. Yes, they made a movie of him. I appreciate that. Who is he? All right, then let's expand this. Let's expand this, Limits. Are you ready for this? Who's the all-time face of soccer? Pele. Is it Pele?
Probably, yeah.
Who's the all-time face of tennis?
I mean, you could even look at Messi right now as a great face.
You could
face.
Look at Messi for sure. I think it's Pele. Maybe it's I'm a victim of my generation. Whatever that was. I've forgotten.
All-time face of tennis?
Yeah.
I am not a tennis historian to be able to accurately answer that question. I'll be flat out honest. Right now, it's got to be Novak Djokovic or maybe Roger Federer, right?
For sure. I mean, you would also have to ask, is it a men's player or a woman's player? Who is it?
Serena.
Chris Evert? Martina? I wonder. Jimmy Connors? Bjorn Borg? Who's the all-time face of it? And why are we talking about this? How about boxing? It's Muhammad Ali without thinking, right?
Easily Ali. Where would... Where are the likes of Tyson?
Tyson's up there.
Or Frazier rank?
Not Frazier.
Yeah.
He was my favorite, Smoking Joe Frazier. But it's Ali by a trillion miles. And that's then, one of that might be, him and Jordan are the two most obvious calls of all.
Easily. And then I still think that Tyson has to be like in that category. Maybe from like an old school and then an old school.
Yeah. What are the texters saying, Limits? I'd be very curious.
People are also texting in about Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Andre Agassi.
Andre Agassi's not a bad one.
Somebody mentions Hank Aaron and Jackie Robinson for baseball. A couple people.
Jackie Robinson's a great pick.
A couple people talk about Hank Aaron on here.
I've told this story before, but I'll tell you it if you'd like to pull up a little chair, Limits, for story time with Grandpa Joe.
I have my cocoa ready.
Marshmallows?
Two. Maybe
little candy cane to dip in it?
Yes.
Sure.
Graham crackers?
Fires lit. My dad used to sneak into Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Him and his buddies would sneak in, and he still tells me about Jackie Robinson stealing home, how that's unlike anything he's ever seen in sports. That, you know, when you see that nowadays, it's almost like it's either a trick play or a sneak attack or sort of kind of a steal of home or a surprise attack, right? Yeah. Then everybody in the building was expecting it. It's like when Aaron Judge comes to the plate, everybody's standing wanting a home run. Jackie Robinson would be on third with everybody in the place waiting for him to steal home, and he would still do it.
It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, I can't imagine being in that ballpark for that kind of play and that kind of anticipation, but that's what my dad said, and my dad doesn't lie. I can't imagine it. Jackie Robinson's a pretty good pick there, yes.
What about Walter Payton? Joe Namath?
Joe Namath, yes.
Vince Lombardi?
Vince Lombardi is a very nice pick. They didn't name the trophy after him for nothing, did they, Limits?
Texter, Tom Brady sucks on Fox, Limits. Yeah, he's not very good.
Yeah, he wasn't disagreeing. He's agreeing with you then.
He is, yes. I agree with the texter. Also, Roy McIlroy currently for golf.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Not really. No. Not at all, as a matter of fact.
Somebody says Roger Goodell face of the NFL.
He might be right now.
The same person that texted that in about Tom Brady just sent it in four more times.
All right, Limits. I think we've exhausted that topic, and I enjoyed this hour. I really did, actually.
I did, too.
It was a nice, refreshing change and an expansion to all sports. And I didn't pay off the tease of the quarterback rising and falling in the draft, did I?
No.
I'll pay that off later. Next up, we're going to take a trip to Bradenton, where I think Destiny's Child still resides, if he's in Bradenton. Either that or he just came home, so he can give us the lowdown either way on the Pirates. Man, I'm getting very, very curious about Henry Davis and his fate. Is he going to come north with the ball club, or is he going to go back to AAA, where we know he can hit AAA pitching? That ain't the problem. It's the majors that has proven to be the problem for Henry Davis. What about him? What about Bubba Chandler? What about some of these young guys that you want to be part of the team? I think Bubba had a rough day yesterday, did he not?
Yeah, he gave up a couple of runs. I don't even think he got out of his one inning of work.
Maybe he was working on pitches.
Possibly. Hunter Barco also pitched another lefty. They have so many arms in the minors.
He's barking up the right tree, isn't he?
That's right.
Who the hell is that?
He's a left-handed pitcher who's going to be in double A, maybe hit triple A, and could be another option for them in the rotation as a lefty that throws around 95, 96.
Well, I certainly look forward to that. What I really look forward to is them trading one of their younger pitchers or two of them to bring in a bat or two. I mean, it's never been more obvious that that's an answer. If you're not going to spend money to go out and shore up your lineup, then use this alleged surplus of pitching to bring in a bat.
If Mike Burrows has a really good spring or has a really good run in the minors, they should trade him or would keep Chandler. Barco, I would probably deal, even though he's a lefty.
The only two I wouldn't deal, and I might deal Chandler, is Skeens and Chandler. That's what I want to be the top of the rotation. I know Jones has the potential as well and showed us flashes early last season of what he can be. But if you want to get something, you got to give something. If I'm going to trade an electric young talent on the mound, guess what I want in return? An electric young talent at the plate. That's the way it works. That's the way the world works, Limits.
Or you can get Luis Ortiz and a couple of other pitchers for Spencer Horwitz.
Or you could do that.
It could be a lopsided trade if you just give somebody else something.
That even happened until you mentioned it.
Exactly.
Not exactly the deal that shook the baseball world, was it?
Not entirely.
Well, anyway, let's talk to Destiny's Child about that coming up. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. I'm refreshed from that conversation, Limits. I think I've been bogged down in Steeler quarterback talk. Now I feel very good. Refreshed for the rest of the show.
Sorry to cut you off. I feel very good. And maybe that's why, because I feel so good today as well. Maybe something just in the air, like, you know, you walk outside and your thing on your car said it's like 20 degrees.
Oh, I felt so good today. It was like 45 or something.
Feels like 50. It's like 50.
Yeah. I noticed that today when I went out to the car. The first thing I noticed was finally there's not this oppressive freeze on me in the morning. Like I wasn't sitting on an ice castle in my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like getting in the car and you can see your own breath.
Yeah, I swear. The first thing I do in the morning, right when I sit on my seat, is swear really loudly because it's just so uncomfortable, is it not? And then today's beautiful. Today I'm going to go out for a club fitting. I'm going to play some golf, at least hit some balls around outside. I can't wait, Limits. I feel refreshed.